me.
His name is
Watch me.
Al Sharpton.
I got it. Hey!
From New York, Reverend Al, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Tom, and good morning, Sybil and Jay. The crisis in Flint, I think people need to understand, lay squarely at the feet of Michigan Governor Snyder. This is not something that just came to his attention recently. With the emails that have now been released, he and his administration were being told about this since late 2014. Reverend Charles Williams of Michigan National Action Network and others started having rallies there early 2015, calling on them to deal with this lead poisoning. There now is clear documentation in these emails that his staff poo-pooed it, said these are just people that are anti-anything, and allowed this to continue. Let's not forget, he appointed the emergency manager, superseding the elected officials elected by the people's authority. They made the contract with the new facilitators that put in the pipelines that were contaminated. He, either by omission or commission, is responsible for this rising to the level and escalating to the level it is. Snyder needs to step aside. This is not his Katrina. This is worse than Katrina, because he and his administration were informed, they were appealed to, they ignored it, and it will cause permanent damage to people in Flint, Michigan. It is great people are bringing in water, but you cannot repair people that have already been damaged and their health affected by lead poisoning in public water that they could and should have been able to trust officials to protect them from.
So what do we do, Rev?
I mean, this situation is not going away.
It's going to be years and billions of dollars before it's fixed.
I think he's got to go. I think that we've got to put up the billions to fix it, to realign it. And I think there needs to be a criminal prosecution. Somebody needs to pay when they decide that they're going to risk people's lives and permanent damage. Because you're all the way right, Tom. This cannot be turned around easily. And for some people, it will never be turned around, because you have permanent damage when people have too much lead poisoning in them. Somebody needs to pay for this so that others will understand, because Snyder's done emergency managers other places. They will understand that you will not get away with this. If you want to hurt people, you then will have to pay the price of anyone else that assaults people.
Do you see this as a multi-prong approach that's necessary to do this? Not only, I think it's great people are bringing in the water and all of that stuff, but as far as real movement, real efforts being made to get those pipes out of there, to start changing it immediately, to get the right people in there, as well as the health care that's going to be necessary for the people in over the generations, maybe.
Yeah, I think it must be multi-prong. My fear is that we don't just turn this into charity. As much as it's great, and I salute the entertainers, the companies, everybody bringing in water, that is wonderful. But if we just focus on the charity, mm-hmm, and not on the repairs, not on realigning the pipes, and not on the health condition, we will leave people, when the news cycle goes somewhere else, with permanent damage and contaminated pipes. It must be multi-pronged, Sybil. And it must be raised all at the same time.
Okay, how long do we have to keep contributing water before they get this thing fixed?
I don't know. I think they have to answer that, because I don't know how long it takes to get it fixed. But if I was someone in Flint, and we have members of the National Action Network there and Reverend Williams State Chapter there, I would be afraid to bathe. I'd be afraid to do anything until I knew there was a new alignment of how they brought in the water in terms of the piping and all, and it had been tested. And that's got to take a long time. And donated bottled waters alone does not give you enough to bathe and do the things you need to do.
Right.
These people did not cause the problem, and these people should not be in the dilemma. That's why somebody needs to be looking at jail time And the governor, at best, ought to be looking at a resignation letter.
And not to mention the charging of people who are not paying their bills because they're still getting poison water.
That's exactly right. And this all being done because you gave an emergency manager that you put over the decisions of the people that were elected by the people of Flint to represent them. This is a conundrum. All caused at the top by that Governor Snyder, and he needs to pay for it. And getting up a year and a half, 2 years later, talking about, I'm sorry, oops, I blew it,
and I'm
but we're
going
to build together, that does not at all address or compensate for what he's called.
Who was the governor before Snyder?
I think it was Granholm,
Jennifer Granholm.
I believe she preceded him.
Do you believe Kwame Kilpatrick when he said that she knew about this situation when she was in office?
I have no reason to doubt it. I don't know what the facts are, but Kwame Kilpatrick was the mayor, and he knew there's been a battle over water in Detroit for a long time when he was mayor and before he was mayor. And I think that the situation needs to be investigated. Wherever it leads, people need to pay. We're talking about people's lives. We're talking about children that have drunk lead water that has dealt with their health probably permanently. It can't get any worse than America poisoning people in one of its own cities who had no reason not to turn on a faucet and trust that this was pure and water that had been checked and passed with whatever contamination test supposed to be passed. Why would you think that? This is absolutely the worst form of governmental abuse that I've seen in a long time, if not ever.
And these are black people.
These are black people, majority of the city black, and majority are working class or poor. And if this was in a white community, it wouldn't have been tolerated 3 days. Less known, you got emails going back to 2014. You got leaders that have been rallying since early 2015, and you just poo-poo it off. Imagine if that had been in a white area. They would have had experts and environmentalists there that night.
You're right.
You're right.
Jeez.
Man.
All right, Reverend Al.
All right.
State of affairs.
My man.
Stay on him, Reverend Al.
We will.